Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kingdom. Today is Thursday, August the 6th, 2015. Certainly glad to be back in the house of God. You know, God is so awesome that he would wake us up this morning and visit us and allow us to see another day and allow us to partake in his many, many blessings. I'd like to start this off with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning that wasn't promised to us. We thank you for just allowing us to just breathe freely in your love and to just allow us to enjoy, God, the things that you have given us, oh God, life, freedom, liberty, abundance, and also joy and happiness, God, and peace. We thank you, God, for what you're doing. We thank you because you're our Father and our Creator. We thank you for just taking us, God, and molding us into what you would have us be, God. We thank you for our plan and the purpose of our lives, oh God. We thank you, God, because you are all sovereign. And so we thank you for this platform that you've allowed us to deliver your message and say what you would say at this very hour. God, take me out of the front, put you in the front so that people may hear and see you. And we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. And so today is Thursday, August 6, 2015. The Daily Kingdom Assignment for today is that God exists. You must know that God exists. The base scripture is Psalms 14:1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, they have done abominable works, there is none that doeth good. You know, there are people on this earth that do not know that God exists, do not know that there is a God, and there are people that risk their lives each day on this earth just to know that God exists, just to acknowledge that God exists. And, you know, for us that know that God exists, I don't think we acknowledge him enough for what he's done for us and through us. But we've got to begin to acknowledge God for who he is and know that he is God. Romans 1:20 says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. You know, God is so awesome that he would visit us and remind us that he is still on the throne. He is still in control. You know, sometimes we often get distracted and let things get involved in our minds, let our minds travel to places with thoughts, you know, of things that are not of God. And he is so faithful in bringing us back into the remembrance that there is a God, bringing us back into the remembrance that is his son that he sent so that we may have life more abundantly. 1 Corinthians 8:6, but to us there is but one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we in him and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom all are all things, and we by him. And so, you know, from very creation, God knew and understood what we needed. He still knows and understands what we need. We have to begin to let go and let God. You know, we are a people that have to be in control, and we are logical people that cannot move away from, you know, conceiving with our very minds the things of God. But you will never be able to figure God out because it is not logical, but it is spiritual. And, you know, we have people that are losing their minds because they're trying to conceive what God is and what he is doing. And so we've got to understand that we can't even begin to revel at the manifestations of God. We can't even begin to even strengthen our relationship. We can't even begin to honor and glorify God until we can depend on him first and foremost, and depend on our spiritual connection with God, our relationship. Revelations 4:11, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. You know, God is not our enemy. God is for us. And the scripture says that with God for us, who can be against us? You know, with God for us, who can be against us? You know, and so we've got to, you know, we've been armored with a lot of gifts. God has given us gifts, and we don't take advantage of them. We have a lot of gifts that God has bestowed in us, but we don't utilize them. First, we've got to know that we do have the power because God has given us the power. So, you know, we've got to get back to understanding that God exists. Still the same God that was in the Bible, still the same God. Nothing has changed, still constant, still faithful. But we've got to begin to dig into the faith that God has given us. That's one of the gifts that we take advantage of. We take it for granted what God has given us. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And this, you know, acknowledgement of existence comes with us diligently seeking God for all things. God is concerned for every detail of our lives. He showed us that concern. He showed us that consideration from very creation. You know, God could have just created us, but he took great thought in creating man. In fact, he created us in his own image. Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So we've got to, you know, start to think about, you know, notice I said think because it is a mind thing. We've got to make up our minds that God exists. He's our Father. He's our Creator. And we will delight in him. We will consult him. We will seek him for all things. We will, you know, the Bible says, in all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. We should be asking him and seeking him for answers. You know, and we should do that. The scripture is giving us guidance and instruction on how we should come before God and how we should, you know, commune with God and how we should seek, constantly be seeking relationship with God. You know, the scripture says, seek you first. Seek you first the kingdom of God. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added. That's Matthew 6 and 33. All these things shall be added unto you. And so we've got to seek for God, you know. But we can't seek for him if we don't know he exists. We can't seek for him if we don't acknowledge he exists. We can't seek for him if, you know, we're not in the understanding and the wisdom that God exists, you know. And so God is saying, remember, I exist. Remember, I am here. You know, I said earlier that God is not our enemy. He loves us, and we in turn are to love him. 1 John 4:8 says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And so we've got to get back to acknowledging God. We're not going to be able to stand the things on this earth, the things that are to come, if we can't acknowledge that God exists. And in fact, we're going to be challenged on the fact as to whether we are going to serve God or we're going to serve man. In order to serve God, you got to know that he exists. And you must stand on his promises. You must stand on his word. And the only way to do that is to get in the word and to really know who God is. You know, the word is so awesome because it lets us know the mind of God. It lets us know who God is. It even gives us a better understanding of the image of God. Colossians 1:15 says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every created creature? And so we've got to get to that place where we know who God is, and we cannot know who God is if we don't revel in that word. We don't, you know, hunger and thirst after righteousness, and hunger and thirst after God's promises, hunger and thirst after the word. You know, when you listen to, you know, kingdom is focused on God. And so we have to put focus on God, and by doing that, we get in the word. So you know that we've got to get in that word. And guess what? The kingdom assignment that you have is to know that God exists. But reach out to your sisters and brothers and allow them to know God the way that you know God. Know that he exists. Know that he is your father. He is your creator. And know that he has the answers to all things. And point them to God and point them to that word. You know, you've got to get this word down off on the inside of you and begin to just let the word just meditate on it, and let that word just, you know, live in you. Let the Holy Spirit commune, and let the Holy Spirit just build relationship and just begin to guide you, and let God just begin to do a work in you and do the work that he set out to do in you to fulfill his plan and purpose for your life. You know, God is so awesome that he would visit us at this very hour, and he would allow us to get or gain the wisdom and understanding of him. You know, John 1:1-2 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And we've got to understand that God was here before man. God created this earth and created man. God created heaven and earth. God created all things. And not that he created all things, but he gave man dominion over all things. And we've got to take our focus off of man. We've got to take our trust from man. You know, we put our trust in the man. And God created us equal. He created us from his image. And so you're putting your trust and your faith in someone that's just as limited by what you're limited by. You've got to put your trust in the Creator. You know, Psalms 90:2 says, before the mountains were brought forth forever, thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God. God is the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same forevermore. And so we've got to understand that God exists. He not only exists, but he's still all powerful, all sovereign. He never changes. He's constant. And so why would we put our trust and our faith in the constant? Why wouldn't we put our trust and our faith in the promises that have been revealed to us in the Word? Why would we put our trust and our faith in the One, the Almighty, that already has a plan and purpose for our lives from very conception, from very creation? And so God is just awesome that He would take time to love on us this morning and to give us a word from Him and to give us some substance, something to eat on today. And not just that we eat and we get full, but we can feed our sisters and our brothers. You know, wouldn't it be awesome if, you know, the entire world knew that God existed and that He created, you know, this world, this earth that we live on. And not just that He created the heavens, but He created the heavens. And so we've got to get to the point to where, you know, we're spreading the good gospel, the good news all across the earth, you know, to those places that are in bondage, that do not know that God exists, that have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, but don't even know how to be led to it, are not being led to it, don't even know how to get to it. We've got to help our sisters and our brothers that are lost and help them find their way to God. And we've got to, you know, begin to just pray for these nations, the nations that are in desolate land, the nations that are lost. We've got lost nations. You know, when I think of nations, I think of people. You know, when you touch one person, you've touched a nation, because you've touched not just that one person that has access to that person. And that's what God wants us to be busy doing. Instead of being all wrapped up in our concerns and being all wrapped up in, you know, what we feel like are our needs and, you know, our priorities, we need to reevaluate and begin to line up our thought processes with God, line up our minds with God's mind, line up our everything, our deeds, our actions, everything with God, and begin to consult God to see where to go, what are we to do in this very hour. You know, God is so awesome that He would visit us this morning and let us know that He still exists. And, you know, that God exists, you know, it's so profound, because if you begin to just acknowledge that God exists and think about the very existence of God, you should be able to walk in a confidence knowing that God's got your back. Sometimes we've got to think back on the things that God has done for us in the past and just, you know, begin to just remember the promises that God kept. Those same promises that He kept back then are the same promises that He's doing even more in our lives now. You know, God is manifesting Himself every day in our lives. You just got to be alert spiritually to understand what God is doing in your life. And just because you don't see any big movement, don't ever think that God is not moving behind the scenes and that He's not shifting things on your behalf. You've just got to have the faith, you know. That's where we have to start. We have to start with the faith that God has given us. Again, Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." That is such a powerful verse. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. So you can't even begin to please God if you don't have the faith that God exists. For he that cometh to God, it means when you go to God and you pray, you are in belief that God is, and that He is a rewarder, that He blessed us, that He is manifesting Himself to us because we diligently seek Him. Because I am diligently seeking you, God, I am utilizing my faith and my belief that you exist. You know, isn't that so powerful when you put it in words and you make those verses come out and apply to you? You make those verses stand out on those pages and begin to apply it to your life. You know, I've been praying and seeking God on, you know, just application, you know, application of the things of God. And so it's just so awesome that God would just let us partake. Let us partake in his wisdom. Let us partake in the profound things of God. You know, we've got to begin to walk. There's, you know, a confidence that we should have that God's got our back. So when he gives us an assignment, we are to walk forward and move. And even when things, you know, are orchestrated in our lives and they may not happen the way that we would want them to happen, we've got to know that things are happening the way that God would want them to happen and that it is not meant in the way. One thing we've always got to keep our focus on is that anything that is happening, God must get the glory, and he is the only one to get the glory. Man cannot get the glory for what God is doing. So if you have anything in your life where it is focuses on man, where you are relying on man, then you've got to understand that those things do not work. You've got to depend solely on God. You've got to begin to seek God for everything in your life. You've got to begin to seek God for all situations. You know, not just, you know, we have this understanding, or we have this way of doing things as humans where we want to do the things that are possible, but anything that, you know, is impossible, then we want to give it, you know, we want to decide what we want to have God be concerned for. But that's not how it works. You don't get to say, okay, God, you can deal with these things and I'll deal with these. You want to give it all to him. You want to give everything, all concerns, everything that you're concerned for to God. And so I thank God for this platform and for being allowed to just come before you another day, being allowed to give what thus saith the Lord, and being allowed to just enter and visit you where you are. I pray that this message is a blessing to you. I pray that this assignment helps you in every way today. I pray that you begin to get revelatory knowledge on just the fact that God exists. And I pray that it is a blessing to you and all that you do today, and that it is a constant reminder that God is with you. Even when it doesn't seem like he's with you, he's with you because God is everywhere. And not that he's just everywhere, but he's concerned about every detail concerning you. So begin to seek God for the small things and seek God for the big things. Seek God in all things. I thank God for you. You can reach me if you'd like to reach me for a prayer request on email by PT with S. Butler. @gmail.com. I also have a Facebook account at Provoking Thoughts with Prophetess Sonya Butler. So if you'd like to reach me there, you can also have access to me there. I thank God for you. I thank God for your listening ear. I thank God for the spirit that he's imparted in you and the ability to move forward in the kingdom of God. As always, be blessed.